You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 6th of October, 2020. On the podcast today, Talal Musa, head of digital media at Gfinity, provides an update on their newly created but fast-growing digital media side of the business. Also on the podcast, Tony Fabrizi, CEO of Blue Star Capital, provides an update regarding the activities of its investee company, Dynasty Esports. Plus, David Ciclatira, chairman of Live Company Group, talks about their upcoming Tutankhamun Super Tour. And as always, at the end of the podcast, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. You can see top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll all see lots of other content, including Expediator CEO Robert Ross discusses their NID Transport acquisition and the geographical synergies there, plus an article on Live Company Group, and lots of other content. And also, of course, you can check out our COVID-19 index right there on the front page. Click into that and you'll see COVID stocks or the companies that will benefit from the lockdown or in any way, shape or form. By the way, biggest rise there is Inspiration Healthcare. Second is Gfinity, up 6.45%. Our biggest fall of the day is Yourgene Health, down 3.6% at 20.25 pence. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Talal Musa, head of digital media at Gfinity. G-F-I-N is the ticker there. Talal, thanks for joining me.
Hello, hello. Thank you very much.
It's nice to get you on because John's been on. He's been singing your praises about how you're performing there, and you've knocked some figures out, and they've been very impressive from get go. You know, you've really gone from 0 to 60 in a couple of seconds, pretty much. And we'll dig into that in a bit. Yeah. But before we do that, Talal, can you explain? Because there's three sort of parts in there. John has come up with a strategy. There's three sort of parts to Gfinity. Can you explain what the digital media is, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And so Gfinity Digital Media is part of one of the three areas that Gfinity, a modern esports company, focuses on. So right now, Gfinity Digital Media reaches more than 10 million gamers who visit our sites every single month. It's the publishing arm of Gfinity, and it's just going from strength to strength.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, you said this, why is it so important for long-term success? Because a lot of people see Gfinity as a sort of esports company, I suppose, and John came on and he had a role model. He said, if you look at Future, it's a media company. And he said, that's what I want to sort of, that's a sort of role model for Gfinity within esports kind of thing, but having a media arm there. So explain why the media, digital media business is so important here for long-term success.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, Gfinity is focused on three areas. What we own, the GDM group, which is what I head up. What we co-own, the joint ventures with leading organizations such as ADMM. And thirdly, the building and growing of communities of gamers for others using proprietary tech. The GDM is so important for us because GDM underpins that what we own strategic pillar. And it's important for three reasons. Firstly, you know, as I said earlier, we reach more than 10 million gamers every single month who visit our sites. They choose to spend time, and this is growing month on month, and this is highly valuable. Secondly, GDM is a brand new revenue stream for the company, and within this revenue stream, there are multiple levers. There's CPM, which is the traditional display advertising you see in your mobile and desktop, rich media site takeovers, which are those elaborate displays that you see on desktop, e-commerce, where we drive sales and keep a percentage of those sales via commission, and social, which is monetizing our ability to create viral video on the likes of Facebook. And all of these levers will help to deliver this target of 2 million this financial year. And thirdly, GDM is becoming a valuable entry point for brands to have a deeper relationship with Gfinity.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, you know, it's, as I said, the growth you've had, like 6 months ago, you know, you didn't exist, GDM. Mm. And at the end of this current financial year, you are expecting to generate 2 million of revenue from nothing, like I said. How do you achieve that? You've mentioned a couple of areas there, but how are you going to achieve that amount? How are you confident of achieving that?
Yeah, well, as you say, Justin, it's been incredibly fast moving. We had to learn fast. Mm. But we've achieved this really by creating a long-term vision, then mapping a strategy onto that, and then following that every single day. And I think thanks to expertise in building and executing SEO strategies for the likes of News UK, you know, which is my background, we created a model that we then scaled to multiple games. So the objective here was we wanted people who searched for FIFA 21 to be served real sport content. And we wanted people who were searching for, say, the best weapons in the upcoming Call of Duty game to land on Gfinity. And thankfully, what we're seeing is that's exactly what's happening. And so we've been sowing the seeds for months, and it's really starting to pay off now. We've got three sites: Gfinity Esports, realsport101.com, which has undergone a quite significant makeover over the past few days, and Stealth Optional. All of these talk to different segments of the gamer market, but are also complementary. So, for example, you know, people who like headsets are more than likely to like first-person shooter games such as Call of Duty. The initial focus was to drive excellence in SEO, to drive reach. And now that we've got this big, big audience, obviously that's still important, but it's about now deepening engagement with the audience that we have, the returning audience that we have, and that's where Gfinity Plus came in. And it's also about being smart, about linking the sites together and always creating this terranium effect of people kind of going from one site and then going to another and going to another and just keeping people in our world. I think finally, we've got these amazing relationships with the likes of Vanassis for media sales, who are kind of keeping us front of mind for all these big gaming publishers who want and will be launching numerous games over Q4 and Q1, and Kinetics, who are really helping us deliver best-in-class video technology. So we've just got to keep evolving. We benchmark ourselves against the best, like Future, like the Mail Online, you know, a very heavily CPM-weighted website, and we just keep learning and applying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in August, you shared some impressive record numbers, including delivering revenue of 100 grand for the first time. Strong. I mean, how is it continuing? September, is that as good?
Yeah, absolutely. It did continue. Revenues grew by around 24-25%. We delivered $180,000. It's around £138,000. So very successful month. I think the key thing to note is that we're not in Q4 yet, and we are still learning. And we really only just scratched the surface of this. Encouragingly, as we kind of hypothesize, CPMs are going up, so we're going to see that kind of drive into Q4. But I think the most exciting thing, Justin, is we've already had some great wins in September, which are going to be kicking off in Q4. You know, we've talked about Cadbury. We've also won a dirt campaign from Codemasters. So we're going into October with revenue banked and ready to go. And I think Q4, when you add that Q4 CPM scale onto that, the fact that we've got new consoles, new games, we're really, really well positioned to win a load of these campaigns and capture that gaming audience.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you continue this? I suppose the starting off was probably the hardest, isn't it? Once you're now getting traction and you're getting some authority, I suppose you continue to grow it and you get bigger and better.
Absolutely. We've really, you know, as I mentioned it, you know, we've really just scratched the surface of what's possible, Justin. I mean, Stealth Optional, for example, didn't exist a few months ago. It's doubled in size in the past 8 weeks. We're on track to get to that 1 million users. And I think the encouraging thing about Stealth is that the CPM is already on par with GFinityEsports.com. So when we add that scaling effect, suddenly you've got an incredibly high value site incredibly quickly, you know, in less than a year. Mm. It's also driving a significant amount of e-commerce sales. As for the future, obviously, we want to continue to grow organically. We're going to apply, you know, methods such as aggressive recirculation using Taboola. Again, this is a new revenue stream. It's a CPC revenue stream that we've added, but it also allows us to recirculate users from one site to another. And we're also going to leverage Q4 to really drive and acquire more fans. We're going to launch Racing Games GG, add more foreign language sites. And I think moving beyond the immediate ecosystem, we're going to look to work with other big publishers to drive up our user base immediately and ultimately the revenue we can generate. There's an opportunity to, you know, scale our existing ecosystem via hobbyist sites and incorporate them into the GDM ecosystem. So there's tons of opportunity. I think it's worth saying that even though we are quite embryonic, we're already seen as a leader in the gaming ecosystem. And just the other day, 2K was using one of our quotes on marketing materials for Mafia, for example, the Mafia Remastered game. And we're really, really only just starting. So very exciting times ahead.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I've seen some search results. And like I said, you type in some popular sort of game or Xbox or something like that, and your sites come up in the within the top five or something. So in fact, it's several of them. You feature several times in the top five. I mean, you dominate that area there. So, and like I said, the bigger you get, it's like a flywheel effect. Momentum builds you'll have, I suppose, you know, big brands want to come on board because you can get the traction, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the first thing with anything like this is to dominate search, you know, really, you know, drill down into what and understand what people are searching for. But we haven't just stopped there. We've then taken and built that audience. We've got now almost 400,000 people that we can send push notifications to, and that's growing every single day. And that, coupled with our significant social media following on Twitter, we've got around 170,000 people on that. That allows us to then send reactive news to these gamers as well. So it really is starting to grow incredibly fast. And I think once we've got these two big sites in Gfinity and Real Sport, it's now these sites, what you're going to see in Q4 is them really help out Stealth Optional and supercharge that growth so it can really capitalize on the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X launches.
Excellent stuff. Well, Tal, I think you've been great on here. I would like to get you on a regular basis.
Thank you.
To see the progress of how it's growing all the time. So it'd be nice to see what happens and the opportunities open up. But it's been nice to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Fabrizi, CEO of Blue Star Capital. BLU is the ticker there. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, some good news out today. One of your investee companies doing very well. Dynasty Esports Investment Update, you've released that, and we'll dig into the detail in a bit. Before we do, just for people not familiar, just give us a brief overview of what you're all about at Blue Star Capital, if you could, Tony.
Yes, Justin. We are an investing company quoted on AIM, a market cap of 8 million. We have investments in two areas, payments, but more recently and perhaps more importantly today, esports, which is obviously a very exciting area, where we have 7 investments.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we discussed previously, I mean, you know, check out that podcast. We both think this is just a thin end of the wedge for esports. It's only going to get bigger based on my experience having two young kids. They don't do anything else but from watch, gaming or people gaming. That's it. That's all they do. And they never touch the TV. Never look at the TV, you know?
I hope you're not playing too much, Justin, either.
No, do you know what? They asked me to do it, but I wouldn't have a clue with it. I think they would just want to get me on like one of these game platforms just to hammer me and laugh at me. But no. Anyway, let's. So Dynasty Esports. First of all, before you get into the news, can you explain who Dynasty are, please?
Yeah, Dynasty is a Singapore-based company, but its main business so far has been in Malaysia, where it signed a very large contract with the Malaysian government to run esports throughout the country for 5 years.
Wow. Okay, and recent news. What's happening there now?
Yeah, so today we've announced lots of great news from them. Three new contracts, SaaS contracts, one of them with a major telco in the Middle East, probably the largest telco there, and that's to actually use the system, the platform, over three territories for that one customer. So that's great news. We've also announced that the current run rate in terms of revenues is approaching $3 million. And this is, the company's only established, you know, less than a year ago. Yeah. And that will make it profitable at the operating level, or very near profitable. We've also announced today that they've got the large contract or large platform with the Malaysian government is going live, has gone live, and is going to be advanced and enhanced later this year. So that should start generating, you know, serious revenues hopefully next year. And the board is being developed because of the success they've had so far. They've got, you know, they're going to build the board and the management team. So there's an awful lot of good news coming from this company. It's been very quick. You know, I wish all of our investments built like this, but this is really superb news from them.
Yeah, and like I said, it's growing all over the world, but in the Far East, especially esports, has really caught on. And what percent of this company do you hold, Dynasty?
Yeah, we own 13%. So originally we got in at a penny, basically. We've increased our share. Well, we maintained our 13% shareholding. More recently, they did a raise of 400,000, which was, you know, heavily oversubscribed. Some great investors, particularly from the sort of Australia region, and we've maintained our 13% shareholding. And it's now, we're now valued at 1.3 million in our books. We invested 400,000 to date. But you know, the thing I'd mention is this 10 million valuation, which is currently what it's currently valued at, was before any of these SaaS investments came through. And you know, I think the valuation today, even though it's only a few months later, would, you know, be quite significant. Above that.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, there's good stuff happening there. So, as always, Tony, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of this and what you're doing, the investments you're making, and but are not yet following that story, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Blue Star Capital to their watch list, please.
Valuation of Blue Star, I believe, you know, is significantly undervalued today. There's a company called Denia Games based in Indonesia, which is 3 years ahead of Dynasty, but a very similar business model, valued at $2 billion today. So, you know, our $10 million valuation today looks we've got a long way to go. Secondly, esports, as we all know, is a growing market. We are probably the best play into esports in the UK at the moment, 7 investments. 2 very successful ones with the Guild float last year. And, you know, the valuation of Satoshi Pay, I believe, has a long way to go. So, you know, we've got good investments, I believe, excellent investments on the payment side and on the esports side. And very, very confident, you know, our NAV will be going up.
Excellent stuff, Tony. It's good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on there, lots of investments, exciting investments. And no doubt we'll be talking in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Ciclatera, chairman of Live Company Group, LVCG. David, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Good morning, Justin.
Now, you've had some news, exciting new tour, launch of Brick Live Tutankhamun, and also you've signed a new contract in Scotland, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But if there's someone listening, David, who's never heard of the company, can you just summarise what you're about, please, Live Company Group?
Live Company owns a brand called Brick Live. Brick Live is a global business running series of brick-based tours and exhibitions. We also own our own production facility, which is the largest independent production facility for large-scale brick models.
Excellent stuff. And so, of course, you recently announced the first contract for Pandan Bear, and now you're doing the launch of Brick Live Tutankhamun. So take us through this, David. What's happening here?
Well, we basically every year look to launch a new big show. This year, I think, for next year rather, obviously we've announced it today, we are beginning to build Brick Live Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun was discovered by an English archaeologist, Howard Carter, I think on November 4th, 1922. So in 2 years' time, it's the 100th anniversary, and pretty much I guarantee on most media worldwide you will be seeing images of Tutankhamun. Recently, when I was a kid, actually, I remember going to the Tutankhamun exhibition in London, and that exhibition attracted 1.5 million people in London alone. It was on for a long time. The physical recreation of that has just started in Los Angeles, moved to Paris, where there were record sales for a show. 200,000 people came to that show, and it then went to the Saatchi Gallery in London. Unfortunately, COVID stopped it. But just to put it into perspective, all the shops in that area of Saatchi Gallery had a 20% increase on sales during that period. So it obviously has a tremendous interest to the public. Now, Brick Life Tutankhamun is educational. Things are moving. Obviously, it is totally COVID-friendly, but it's also a bit of fun for the kids. So it's a bit like Tutankhamun meets the Mummy. And you probably remember the film, The Mummy, with the scarabs running around and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be hugely attractive. We are looking to launch this early June next year in the UK. And we're already in discussions with our partners across the world. Our German partner has put in an offer for it to start in Germany next October and remain in Germany for a year. So we're very, very interested in getting this started. It's our first super tour. When I call it a super tour, it's got a lot of moving parts and it's got 45 models. And I think by the time we get to the anniversary date, and obviously it's got a life beyond that, it will be something that everybody wants to see. Now, only six or seven cities in the world have the existing exhibition. There is a, believe it or not, a replica of this exhibition being created, which is also being sold. So I believe that Brick Live Tutankhamun will be a tremendous success, not only critically but commercially for us. And I'm very keen. You mentioned Paddington Bear, you mentioned the new show we just put out. Brick Live is very much in business, and it is we've got a lot of interest right now. We had 71 events last year. We've had 6 months chopped our schedule this year, our key time obviously the summer, but I believe we will get to over 30 events this year. We've already got that number already booked in for next year. So I'm very confident in our brand. I'm very confident in our customers. And you must remember, we've had to do a major shift from exhibitions, which are obviously people touching bricks and stuff, to our touring shows. And they've held up really well. Looking forward to 2022, I would imagine that exhibitions will come back. So we're doing this with kind of half our firepower, and things are looking very good. So congratulations to the designers. The pictures are on the website, on a newsletter released today for those people who want to go into our live company site. But they've done some fantastic work. So I actually believe this show is going to be the best show the people in Borden have ever created.
Yeah. Do you know what it's endearing fascination, isn't there, with the pharaohs? Even my son was walking around the house, I think last week, singing a song about the pharaohs. And there's always been a fascination. No doubt, you know, like you say, the interest will build again towards his anniversary. But so quite encouraging. Like, you're saying you reckon what, events will get back to normal in 2022, but obviously you'll be doing events in 2021 as well, won't you?
Well, we've got basically our touring assets, our touring shows, which includes our shows in zoos and things, in basically the shopping malls, for example, Paddington Bears in Whitecross in Leeds over Christmas. So the reality is those are touring shows as opposed to exhibitions where people are jumping in brick pits and stuff. Now, reality is no one knows about COVID. But if I took a view, I certainly wouldn't expect to have exhibitions in 21. But I believe that we've replaced these very successfully, very commercially successfully with the touring assets. And the touring assets have gone beyond zoos to outdoor spaces to all kinds of things. And I think that our business, because people are interested in, you know, our profitability, our business, how much cash we've got, all of those sort of questions, I think we've answered during the lockdown and post-lockdown period. But what has really intrigued me as an individual is that they are really interested in the outdoor touring assets because they're perceived as safe. they're perceived as fun to take your kids to. And I think that it's not just outdoor, because I think Tutankhamun is going to be made for major exhibitions. But if you look now in London, whether it's the Tate, or whether it's the Saatchi Gallery, whether it's the British Museum, whether it's the recently later summer show into autumn at the Royal Academy, all the museums are running shows right now. They're obviously very strictly coordinated in numbers that can come in, and they're strictly coordinated in social distancing and everything. But it is unlike certain areas of life, the galleries and the museums are, certainly in London, are full on. And so I believe that this will be the same worldwide. It's the same in Germany as well. I'm actually very, very intrigued by the Tutankhamun phenomenon, and I believe that it's the right time for us to have a conversation with you today, because it takes us 4 months to build this, and I think you people, fans, shareholders, over the next 2 or 3 months will see a lot of building appearing on social media and stuff. And I just think it's a quality product to launch, to show that we are not just doing what we did before, we're growing our business.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, David, well, if someone's liking the sound of this, the progress you're making here, but are not yet following the story, as always, if you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Live Company Group to their watch list, please.
Well, being completely honest, and obviously I can't buy shares, I have too many and I'm not allowed to buy more shares, but I think that it's very good value. The share price is, like a lot of events companies, it is a low ebb, and I think it's a good time to buy. I think that the business that we have is global. So right now we have 11 exhibitions out there in 3 different continents, including the United States. I believe that the business will see a recovery next year, and obviously a 22-23 will be very good position. These products, take Tutankhamun, it basically will repay itself plus within a year, and all the products we build are 10 years minimum usage. So I think that there are many reasons why they should buy. The fact that we're global, the fact that the product is really consumer friendly, and above all, it's a very good time in terms of price to look at this company.
Marvellous stuff, David. Good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Okay, it's time for the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at 5. Omega Diagnostics Group, down 1% and 93 pence. Excellent response yesterday on the webinar on Vox to that. Also at 4 on the market, most followed company there, 90 pence, non-mover. At 3, Barclays, up 3.6% to 103. At 2, Alba Minerals, down 10% to 0.375. And at 1, Supply at the Capital, up 4% to 0.51 pence. All right, top 5 most liked RNSs are as follows. At 5, it is Live Company Group, launch of Brick Live Tutankhamun Tour. Of course, I spoke to David about that. At 4, Expediator acquisition. At 3, Strategic Minerals, Redmore update, review of mining scoping study. At 2, Perez Investments, Buy Me partners with Dune Stores. And at 1, Deep Verge, name change, ticker change, effective for new contracts. So that's, of course, it was called Integumin, and now it's called Deep Verge. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.